This is In the News for December 22, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin of KSOW-LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. First up today from oneworld.net, little success for corporate water lobbyists at World Trade Talks. This is written by Nico Kiriakou and Jeffrey Allen of One World, dated December 20th out of San Francisco. While trade justice advocates are declaring that the world's poor countries were betrayed at pivotal trade talks that concluded in Hong Kong Sunday, negotiators managed to resist pressure from the European Union and others to open their public services, including water, to competition from private companies. The international aid group Oxfam called the final agreement, quote, profoundly disappointing, end quote, and, quote, a betrayal of development promises by rich countries whose interests have prevailed yet again, end quote. The Christian Relief and Development Group Tear Fund also called the final trade deal a, quote-unquote, betrayal of developing country interests, while Friends of the Earth, a global network of campaigning groups, said the agreement, quote, fails the environment and the world's poorest, end quote. But while agricultural issues grab most of the headlines, behind closed doors, negotiations rage fiercely over issues some say have the potential to be even more salient, determining the fate of millions of people. Perhaps most significantly, negotiations ended with continued resistance by developing countries to shift public services, like water and transportation, from public to private hands. For years, industrialized countries, including the U.S. and those in the European Union, have pushed developing countries to open their public services to global competition from private companies. This year's WTO meeting was no different. Led by the EU, industrialized countries introduced an amendment to Annex C of the General Agreement of Trade in Services, or GATS, which would have increased the number of services countries must agree to liberalize. Under GATS, one of over 20 trade agreements governed by the World Trade Organization, all 148 WTO member countries must reduce trade barriers on services like communications, education, transportation, banking, and water. Of the 163 services recognized by the WTO, the proposed amendment, which is expected to resurface in future talks, would have required 72 developing countries to open more than half to private corporations. One of the most critical services that could be affected is water. Globally, 90% of the world's water supplies are still controlled publicly, but as water increasingly becomes the most coveted finite resource of the 21st century, companies and financial institutions are scrambling to make water delivery and wastewater management private business. Again, that's from oneworld.net. The next story also has to do with water. This is from Environmental Working Group. Phone number for them, 202-667-6982, if you have questions about this press release. This was taken from commondreams.org. More than 140 contaminants with no enforceable safety limits found in the nation's drinking water. Utilities need more money to monitor for contaminants and protect source waters. This is out of Washington, D.C. First ever nationwide compilation of tap water testing results from drinking water utilities shows widespread contamination of drinking water with scores of contaminants for which there are no enforceable health standards. Examples include the gasoline additive MTBE, the rocket fuel component perchlorate, and a variety of industrial solvents. The pollution affects more than 100 million people in 42 states. The findings are derived from the largest compilation of tap water data ever assembled. Over a two-year period, analysts at Environmental Working Group, or EWG, gathered tap water testing data from 42 states to produce the most comprehensive picture of tap water quality ever created. States collect water quality testing data from drinking water utilities to fulfill their role as primary enforcement agents, but federal law fails to give EPA authority to do the same. EWG will be making its data available to the EPA, state authorities, and water utilities. Individuals can find their own community water system at www.ewg.org. The EWG analysis also found almost 100% compliance with enforceable health standards on the part of the nation's water utilities, showing a clear commitment to comply with safety standards once they are developed. The problem, however, is EPA's failure to establish enforceable health standards and monitoring requirements for scores of widespread tap water contaminants. Jane Houlihan, Vice President for Science at EWG, said, quote, our analysis clearly demonstrates the need greater for protection of the nation's tap water supplies and for increased health protections for a number of pollutants that are commonly found but currently unregulated. Utilities routinely go beyond what is required to protect consumers from these contaminants, but they need more money for testing and for protection of vital source waters, end quote. The National Tap Water Testing Database is available at www.ewg.org. And finally, from Jobs with Justice at www.jwj.org, Jobs with Justice has released their Grinch of the Year Award, and the winner is Walmart, with 52% of the 13,134 votes cast. Walmart won the fifth annual online Grinch of the Year election sponsored by National Jobs with Justice. Nominated by Wake Up Walmart, the company is criticized for leading the global race to the bottom, boosting profits for their executives on the backs of their employees through low wages, insufficient health care, and discrimination. Fred Escarate, executive director of Jobs with Justice, said, quote, given the competition from Donald Rumsfeld and Verizon Wireless, Walmart should be extremely satisfied to have won the Grinch of the Year Award. With no end in sight for their continued poor treatment of workers, the communities they live in, and the environment, we suspect they'll go for a three-peat next year. Donald Rumsfeld, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, came in second place with 24% of the votes. Rumsfeld was nominated by the American Federation of Government Employees after he proposed to strip over 600,000 federal employees, men and women dedicated to serving their country, of their collective bargaining rights. Verizon Wireless, nominated by the Communication Workers of America, came in third place with 16% of the vote, the final 8% going to write-in candidates, President Bush receiving the bulk of the write-in votes. The Grinch of the Year Awards began locally with Jobs with Justice coalitions around the country, highlighting the greedy Grinch in their hometowns. That tradition has remained in many areas, with Governor Mitch Daniels winning in Indiana after threatening to close 80% of the state's social service offices, and Ron Lohr of Lohr Distribution winning in St. Louis, Missouri, for permanently replacing their striking beer delivery drivers. Beer drivers are striking to protect health care for their families and a reasonable workload for a good wage. Jobs with Justice is a national campaign for workers' rights. Around the country, local Jobs with Justice coalitions unite labor, community, faith-based, and student organizations to build power for working people. If you want to know more about Jobs with Justice and this issue, go to their website at www.jwj.org. This has been In the News for December 22, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin of KSOW LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. I'll talk to you next time.